A social service agency leader says McLean County's lack of affordable housing will continue to impact the area's ability to attract new jobs, new residents, and to keep people in the community. GLT's Colleen Reynolds brings us highlights from a recent League of Women Voters of McLean County forum that indicates a variety of factors are creating a perfect storm battering the county's housing affordability scale.
Matt Dredd of Mid-Central Community Action says poverty is a problem.
Do you know that today, living in McLean County, there are enough people living at the federal poverty level to fill Redbird Arena twice?
Even though the latest figures show average median income in McLean County has hit $91,000, Dratt says cost of living is high, so solutions are needed to help the working poor. He says a two-bedroom apartment averages about $850 a month.
When we add factors in like food, childcare, transportation, and health care, just in order to make ends meet modestly for a family of four in McLean County, you're talking on an average of $86,000 plus just to make ends meet in our community.
McLean County Regional Planning Commission Executive Director Vasu Gadamaraju said newer construction in recent years has been far too expensive, with the price of a home sold last month averaging $171,000.
Housing age matters. Our new units are not our affordable units. We definitely have to focus on our existing housing and preservation of existing housing if we want to continue to have a comprehensive, affordable housing conversation in this community.
Complicating efforts is the fact the government incentives for developers to build and maintain affordable housing are expiring on 700 units over the next 6 years.
Do we have a plan on what do we do next? Not yet, because we are just starting to dig all this information. This information is hidden so well, and none of these owners are required to keep up with these after their initial restricted period. So how can we make sure that affordable housing stays affordable?
Jeremy Hayes, executive director of the Bloomington Housing Authority, says public housing that is owned and operated by the city is aging. The newest development was built in the 1980s.
Funding that we receive through the Capital Fund grant program is valuable, but nowhere near what we need in order to comprehensively renovate and upgrade public housing facilities. What housing authorities that are doing in the way of progress and improvement, they're doing with partnerships and with leveraging.
That's the approach an Iowa developer is taking. He's applied for federal historic landmark designation to get grant money to rehab the second and third floors of the former Bloomington High School. He wants to build affordable apartments for residents 55 and older and lease the first floor for commercial activities. Hayes says there are more than 700 people waiting for placement in a popular Section 8 public housing program called Housing Choice. It issues vouchers for tenants to live anywhere in McLean County and pay 30% of their income towards rent. Federal subsidies pay the rest.
In this case, the example is a Housing Choice voucher client with income of about $1,500 a month. 30% of that $1,500 is $450. So for that family, we've talked about this 30% standard of affordability. So for that family that needs a two-bedroom apartment, you would say for them to have affordable housing, it's going to cost $450 a month. And I can tell you, to find a two-bedroom unit for $450 a month in this community, really, or any other one, is extremely unlikely. And what you would find for $450 a month would probably be substandard.
Ariel Ashley, who lived at Home Sweet Home Ministries homeless shelter for a while, now lives with her four children in subsidized housing, but she participates in a self-sufficiency program. Ashley is a bakery manager at Sam's Club and also gets subsidized child care for her youngest, while the older kids go to the Boys and Girls Club after school. Even though Ashley has been promoted in her job and now makes more money, her government support benefits have decreased, making it difficult to get ahead and save.
I received Link benefits, the SNAP program, and that has like decreased a lot. Right now, currently, they give me like $200 a month, so I still have to put a lot of my money towards food, because for four kids, a 13-year-old boy, that's not enough. The $200 is just for him alone. It came to a point where I'm like, I gotta still kind of put a little bit more towards food, because now they're taking away a lot of that, and then with the whole government shutdown. That was really scary because you don't know if you're going to get it at all.
Drat from Mid-Central Community Action says policy changes are needed to help people like Ashley, who's working hard and trying to make a better life for her family. He says affordable housing is economic development because without it, there's no way to have a thriving economy and attract jobs. Without it, he says, there will also be a loss of service sector jobs like Ashley's. Drat believes the annual One Voice trip that includes a large federal lobbying effort for local initiatives needs to include support for affordable housing. And Drat questions if the community is ready to support the kind of solutions that are needed, such as mixed economic housing.
So that in a particular location, whether it be a subdivision or whether it be a multi-unit property, that people living in those properties are a combination of voucher users and fair market values, because what we talk about in affordable housing is about building communities. Stronger communities are about people as much as they are about properties. And so I think one of the things that we want to begin to focus in on as a community is, do we have not just the locations and the funding, but do we have the actual political will in some cases to make, I think, difficult decisions in these circumstances? Yes, we can entice developers with low income tax credits, but where are they going to locate those developments?
One of the likely solutions coming out soon from the Regional Planning Commission's work will focus on zoning changes for residential construction, particularly apartments, making them less costly, including reduced setbacks and parking requirements. I'm Colleen Reynolds.